March 15th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I invite you to understand that there are some similarities between the coronavirus and sin. They are both invisible to begin with, but after their onset, their effects are visible. Sin robs the soul of his eternal connection to me, and finally, in its worst scenario, the soul's eternal salvation. This virus robs the person of his immediate health, and at worst, his mortal life. In order to contain the virus, many bold steps are being taken. Many events have been canceled. Businesses and schools have been closed. With the spread of sin in the world, this is where there is a difference between the virus and the world of evil. While steps to avoid the virus are foremost in the public mind these days, sin, which is just as deadly, is, for the most part, allowed to flourish unnoticed. The virus, which is certainly dangerous, can only take the mortal life. Sin, however, is capable of taking the soul's salvation. I speak to awakened souls as to the real dangers in the world today. It is not a virus, but a love of sin." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.